Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Big Apple Bites. My name is Andy. I got a great show for you all today. So, we're in the full swing of the NFL playoffs, and I got a couple of my friends to come on to have an NFL roundtable discussion. We're going to talk about what we thought about the NFL wildcard round and give our predictions for the divisional round. So, and we're going to talk about a whole lot more too. This was super fun to record, and the conversation, the phenomenal conversation you're about to hear. I hope you enjoy it. And yeah, let's get right into that. All right, everybody, we've got an NFL roundtable discussion today. Last week we had the wildcard round. It was a good weekend of football. Six games. That was a good change, I think. I think it kept people into it, kept me into it certainly. But I got three friends here. We got Samik. You already know him if you've been listening for a bit. And we also got Paul and Matthew here. So, just welcome them onto the show. And we also got the divisional round coming up this week. So, guys, you got any thoughts that you want to share from the games last week?
Well, I have a question for Samik. The Seahawks win? Are they playing this week? Shut up, Paul. I haven't seen.
Hey, Paul. You know your friend. You know your friend Von Miller's under criminal investigation, right?
I mean, you know,
and the Broncos haven't reached the playoffs in how many years?
Hey, you know, the Browns are the only ones left in the playoffs.
All right, I'm rooting for the Browns in the divisional round, but I'm not rooting for Matthew's ego.
Hey, we made it farther than your Seahawks.
Yeah, because you guys played the Steelers.
The interesting stat, though, is that the Jaguars have more playoff wins in the last, I think it's, what, 4 or 5 years than the Seahawks?
Nah, we have, like, 3 wins in the last years, but it's
in, No, you don't. No, you don't. So it's the year of 52, 53, 54, and 55. You beat the, Lions, Bengals. I think.
And we beat the Lions and the Eagles.
Wait a sec, hold.
Have you only beaten the Lions?
It's the last 4 years, so it's 52. Because the Lions game was the year of Super Bowl 51. So they have that win against the Eagles, and that is it. Because they lost to Dallas and then missed the playoffs the year before. But
if you want me to talk about Seahawks, Rams, let's just say Russell Wilson played like crap. The offense played. Jared Goff played. Mahomes, like,
imagine losing to an emergency QB.
Played a good game. Our defense played as good as they were playing at the end of the season. Overall, pretty underwhelming. The let Russ cook thing kind of just fell off the face of the earth, so that's too bad.
Oh, well, that's yeah. I would like to brag for a sec that I predicted that win.
I mean,
for the Rams.
Wow, that was it's on record to predict.
Yeah.
I mean, the people picked the Browns over the Steelers, though. That was the only pick. That was the only game I got wrong last week, which sucks because I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is going to be great for my reputation because now I'm going to look more credible.
Corvette. The only one I got wrong.
I got the Buccaneers game and the Titans game wrong.
Oh no! You did not pick Washington.
I picked Washington.
Could do it.
I had Washington.
Oh, you! Oh my gosh,
dude! Look, the last when Seattle and Carolina made to the playoffs with losing records, they won their playoff games. So based off of that, and my pick was for like Alex Smith to play, which he didn't end up playing. But even then, I also trusted that defense.
Well, here's the interesting thing. It's like, I've been seeing things saying Taylor Heinicke is, like, the guy that they wanted Haskins to be. But that brings up a question. Do you guys think he's their quarterback of the future?
No.
Or
I do. No. With the way he played.
He kind of looked like Casey.
Matthew, you can't base a guy's career off of one game.
I'm not saying that he is going to have an amazing year, but I think he's their quarterback.
Bruh, you're on drugs.
He'll be like Case Keenum. He'll just be a solid backup.
Yeah, freaking one-year wonder, Case Keenum. Yeah, it's not going to be...
Or like Nick Foles.
There's not
Here's my problem
a...
with...
There's not going to be a Heinicke dynasty. I'm going to say that right
Here's
now.
Here's my problem with Keenum. He wasn't that good. He had a he had a brilliant defense that he was playing with.
I don't
and
know. The Broncos were 7-9 with him.
All I can do is laugh and cry at the same time when you say that.
Better with him than the Giants were with Daniel Jones, all I'm going to say.
Daniel Jones.
Actually, but you can't. So, Daniel, the Giants, they honestly look like a team that could be on, that is on the rise and could be doing something in the next couple of years. Like,
but Daniel Jones is not the guy.
Daniel Jones is their quarterback of the future. Don't
no,
give
it's
me.
Not. No, it's not.
He probably will. They'll probably have to stick with him for a few more years. I think Barkley's not going to stay healthy. I don't think he's that good.
Jones is Barkley, not a bad quarterback.
Barkley is out of the top 10 for me. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he's.
Well,
top
you know
15.
Why Saquon's out of the top 10 is because he was injured
no.
a lot his
when he
sophomore
was,
year.
When he was healthy, he had like 1.9 a carry. And he was getting stuffed. He did not play good when he was healthy.
Well, you know what two teams? You know what two teams? He played two games this year against the Steelers back when their defense actually looked like it could, when they could definitively stop the run and play well. And they played the Bears defense, who have had a good rush defense for years.
Yes, but a good running back can get past a good run defense.
And
the Steelers weren't known for their run defense. They were known for their secondary.
I think he's hurt. He's been hurt too often, and I don't think
that's
he had a good rookie year.
The injuries have plagued him.
No, that's fair.
But I don't
think
Saquon's
best
much.
Days are behind him.
That's pathetic.
It's sad to say.
No, that's pathetic.
He won't have a good year next year.
Quarterbacks, what are your guys' thoughts on Baker?
Oh, man.
He's okay.
There's a Baker Mayfield cycle. There's play like a god, get overconfident, then play. Then,
I mean, you can't act like he's doing this all himself. He has two great running backs on his team, and he has some pretty solid targets.
His good receiver is a good and defense.
Okay, the receiver thing. I would only call one of their wide receivers really good.
Jarvis was
say,
one of the best wide receivers in the game at one point, and Odell was the best in the game at one point, too.
He's not playing with Odell, though.
I don't think that they have a definitive number one receiver.
It's their tight end.
But they
they're
have a
tight
lot of
ends
solid
if you look
targets
at them.
That can just get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, Austin Hooper had a pretty good game last week.
My thoughts on that game. I mean, that was
honestly
shocking.
I'm not surprised at all. The Steelers went 11-0. Fine.
And
I wasn't surprised. I didn't think the Steelers were that good.
And I would
but
like
I
to say I was
the Browns held on for as long as
I said did. On my preview show that I thought that based on past results. So early in the season, back when the Steelers were good, the Steelers were able to beat the Browns. And then what I was for some stupid reason solely basing my prediction off of was the way what happened in week 17 where Pittsburgh rested their starters. They rested their starters and still almost beat the Browns. And I'm like, if the Browns are almost going to lose to Mason Rudolph and the backups, what? I don't know what makes me think that they can win the playoffs. No, that was against the Jets, but there's still no excuse for that, given that they hardly used Chubb and Hunt in that game. But that's what I based my prediction off of, and it was completely...
I mean, yeah.
I honestly don't know what I was thinking, because it's like Pittsburgh had lost 4 out of their last 5, including games to Washington and Cincinnati.
Well, the Steelers didn't really rest.
Yeah, and he's basically like the make or break guy.
I disagree with that. I don't think
I'm not going to act like he's still that good. Mason Rudolph had a really good
game. I think Rudolph's
game.
A good guy.
100 yards
him.
And a couple touchdowns.
He's
I don't think
he's
ben
too
Roethlisberger
old. He's washed.
Is that good anymore? Yeah. He's kind
of
like Philip Rivers.
Speaking of Philip Rivers games, Colts and Bills, that was closer than I thought it would be.
That was a phenomenal game.
Also, shout out to the refs who played like who that fumble call at the end was one of the dumbest ones I've ever seen.
The Gabriel Davis calls too. It was.
Yeah, the officiating was Philip Rivers way too many chances.
It was a lot.
Shout out to the refs in the Seahawks game too. Like towards the end, I'm just screaming at my TV, going, "Why the heck are they not calling an unnecessary roughness penalty after Jamal Adams nearly knocked out John Wolford?"
To helmet goal, and Jared was a runner there. He didn't take himself out of the play. He went straight up into the defensive line. That's a legal hit.
Yeah, it was pretty dirty.
Legal, but dirty.
Look, if John Wolford didn't pancake himself.
Although they lost, they won anyway.
Yeah. You're like a 250-pound person going straight.
All right.
It's just tough.
Yeah, it was. I think the Seahawks had worse problems that game, and that was that they couldn't stop an emergency quarterback, and they couldn't. That game reminded me so much of what happened in the Giants game, where they were able to stop Russell Wilson and contain him in the pocket, and they were toast.
Well, no,
their defense is just too good.
It wasn't Jalen Ramsey
with the turning point.
That wasn't Jalen Ramsey.
That wasn't him. It wasn't Ramsey.
It was like some dude named Leonard. Yeah, Jalen Ramsey literally got mossed by DK, and no one's talking about it because Russ threw a bad pass.
I would love to see Leonard Williams get a pick six one day. That'd be a weird play.
Because they lost.
Yeah. He was.
Oh, Darius Williams. That was a nice play. He just jumped there. That was a bad throw, though. He was looking him down the whole way.
Here's the thing.
DK was the only one, though. That
here's the thing. Great win for the Rams, but
his heart out.
I don't see him beating the Packers this week.
So, no, I think this is one of the most likely upsets of the week.
No, it's not possible.
Oh.
The Rams' offense is based on that running game. The Packers do not have a good run defense.
The only
defense has been playing lockdown.
The Packers do always lose to the run game in the playoffs, but I don't think Cam Akers is good enough.
Because with a rested Packers team, they have
teams are 1-3 in the divisional round. That their players in week 17 are 1-3 in the divisional round.
I think you're.
No, they didn't. They were playing for the one seed. They had a week of rest though on the bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the Packers.
Yeah, I think the Packers are going to win. I don't think it's.
And for you know, if we're going back to the Rams and the Browns, interesting. I actually think there's a new curse brewing in the NFL. Look at the last 3 years of the NFL playoffs. A 3 seed has not won a wild card game in the last 3 years.
No, because we were the
Seahawks
are bad at winning.
No, we've had so in 20 the 2019 playoffs, the 2018-2019 season, the Bears lost on the double doink to a 6 seed, and then AFC was oh shoot, who was it that year?
Was it the Ravens or something, or the Patriots or something?
No, it was.
It must have been the Ravens, because it would have been the Chiefs and Patriots number 1 and 2.
No, it was the Colts. It was the Colts beating the Texans.
Oh, it could have been the Texans. Okay.
Yeah, it was the Colts beating the Texans, and then
yeah,
the year after that, last year, the Vikings beat the Saints, and then the Titans beat the Patriots, and then this year, the Browns beat Pittsburgh, and the Rams beat the Seahawks. Fair.
I mean, Pittsburgh had it coming.
Let's move into predictions.
All right, look,
weren't they like 3
what do you guys think
or
of the
1-3
game?
In the last 4 weeks?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
It was really weird.
The best was Cordarrelle Patterson dropping an F-bomb on children's television. That was the best.
No.
That became one of the best memes.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, God.
I saw a video. I think it was Cole Adams. I was watching a video about the Nickelodeon game, and he's basically like the poor kids who decided to root for the Bear, who decided to root for the Bears because they watched them play on TV during the playoffs one year.
Like, oh no.
Should we move into predictions?
Sure.
Or do you want to finish talking about the divisional round games or the wild card games we didn't talk about?
Well,
we can rapid
about
fire
the...
them. So we didn't talk about Washington and Tampa Bay.
I mean, what can you say? Seahawks
sloppy win
gonna...
for Tampa.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it wasn't an impressive win by
we
Tampa.
We did a little.
Bay.
Not at all. I don't think they're beating the Saints. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think.
No, I don't think Brady's got it.
I disagree. I think I got the Saints in
the really, no, bro. I have Tom Brady in the playoffs. You're really gonna pick a wash Drew Brees?
Have you looked at the results from earlier this year? I believe it was 38-3 and then a blowout in week one or whatever. It was two awful games, and I don't
if
one of
yeah,
them was to Jameis Winston.
Tom Brady. But it's playoff Drew Brees.
Drew Brees
it's
is cursed.
Drew
the
Brees
Saints are cursed in the
playoff
playoffs.
Tom Brady.
I actually
Drew Brees has a track record of not being good. The Saints also just don't have that good of a defense. They can't stop Gronk, Goodwin, Evans. Yeah,
that's
everyone,
actually a good point.
Bucks are going to demolish
their run games improved a lot.
This more once we get to the division.
And the
round.
Buccaneers have a good secondary.
Yeah.
There's one wild card weekend.
But I thought Kamara.
What's up? That was a late night Sunday with Steelers Browns.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What was
Ravens Titans?
Ravens Titans. We haven't talked about this one.
Colts.
Also called
Ravens Titans.
I'm gonna say Lamar. Lamar's trying to get the. I
Lamar looked good.
I think Lamar is.
That's all you can say. And Derrick Henry kind of got taken out of the picture early, so that helped.
I'm thinking Lamar's trying to regain his MVP level playing.
Here's what I think about Lamar Jackson is so last week when I made my predictions, my bracket was for divisional round was almost spot on, but that's because I had the Steelers winning and it would have been Bills, Steelers, Ravens, Chiefs. I actually had the Ravens beating the Chiefs. That team has so much momentum right now. Like, it's not even funny.
Yeah, and Lamar didn't pass great. He didn't pass great in the game, but because they got ahead. Like, they were ahead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's proof that
Titans
the Titans are nothing
really,
without Derrick
really
Henry.
Helped them.
And I think Lamar has...
I don't think they're nothing. I think that when you know what's coming with the Titans,
well,
you know
they
only have, like...
The only way they were able to beat the Ravens last year in the playoffs was because they used Derrick Henry and just pounded him on the ground. It was... And I think Tannehill only completed, like, 8 passes that game.
Yeah, I don't think they used him enough.
I mean, here's the big question is who is going to win that Bills or Ravens game? I've been on the Bills
train.
Yeah,
we can go into predictions for next week and start it off with that one. Bills Ravens in this one.
I don't think the Ravens defense can stop.
I'm Bills. I've been Bills Mafia all the way since week 17. They were my pick in week 17. There's now two of us who have the urinating tree predictions that are always wrong, but you really
think
the Rams
Packers or Bell's Rams?
Oh
it's whoever
God.
Wins.
I think it's
Packers.
I think
Ravens.
Wow.
Bucks. It's whoever wins the Packers game.
Ooh, like that's a hot take, but I can like it actually. 2-5.
Okay,
scenes.
Look. So here's my understanding: the Bills. For all intents and purposes, that was a Indy. It should not have been that close. So their team, yeah, they got the win, but they don't have the type of momentum that the Ravens do because the Ravens pulled off the upset. So they're going to be all confident. They're going to be all confident going into this game.
I disagree.
May not be. And I think if Lamar Jackson keeps playing the way he's playing, I could easily see the Ravens winning this game.
The Bills have won 5 straight or 6 straight right now, and they put up huge numbers scoring-wise every week. The Ravens just don't put up those kind of numbers point-wise. And the Ravens have a good defense, don't get me wrong. But to be able to stop Allen and Diggs, that's, I don't think that they'll be able to do that. Also, the Ravens really haven't played that many tough teams so far this year. Aside from the Titans, and they had to play the Steelers
twice. You're talking about the Ravens' schedule?
That's fair.
I mean, they had
competition, really.
But I think,
and they played the Browns.
I think the Ravens' defense holds Josh Allen into the mid or upper 20s, and Lamar Jackson can get to that same amount of number, and it's a close game, and it's like 30-28, the Ravens will win.
I don't think the Ravens can put up that number points.
I think it'll be 38. Ooh. I think it'll be 38-15, not 15. That's a dumb number.
Interesting.
I think it'll be 38.
Wait, 17. Bills or Ravens?
Just the whole Bills offense is set up to work perfectly. I mean, you have Cole Beasley always over the middle, and then you have Diggs going deep every single time, and Allen can throw it short, Matthew, and he can run it too. He's like.
I got it in a close matchup in an offensive battle. I think it's going to come down to a Hail Mary with. Josh Allen completing it.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
My take is that
if this game becomes close, the Ravens are going to win it. I don't see the Bills winning a close game. The Bills are either going to blow out the Ravens or the Ravens win it close.
Well, remember the Bills Rams game where they almost blew the lead.
I think the Bills are just
going to came down to the wire.
Not too much. I think the Bills are just going to jump ahead early, and then the Ravens are going to spend the whole time playing catch-up.
The Ravens are going to have to get ahead if they want to win that game, because their defense, while their offense has been good, if you're playing a team like Buffalo, your defense needs to play well. And if that's going to be your game plan, you got to get ahead so that you can focus on just holding a lead.
Yeah, that's fair. Browns, Chiefs, what do we got? I'm picking the upset here.
I need to take...
This one's tough because I think Chiefs. I got to take Chiefs. I think that it's evident the Browns are going to win the last game because they had a lot
firepower.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the word? Like, they had a lot of fuel. A lot of fuel and a lot of reason to win, but I don't think they really have this.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there, I could see them continuing it because... I think, like, if Baker has a good day, they'll win for sure. I think that run game can possession deeply into Cleveland's favor to beat Patrick Mahomes. And if you look at the one real loss the Chiefs had against the Raiders, it was because Josh Jacobs tilted the time of possession. And I think because Cleveland has a strong run game, they can do the same thing.
Well, I think the key is they have to slow the clock. They have to slow the game down, and they can't
exactly.
Mahomes and
I mean, I would consider the. I honestly would almost consider that Falcons game a loss because they got very lucky that game. That was not a game they should have won, given the way they played.
The Chiefs.
Yeah, that was week 16 when they clinched the one on the Younghoe Koo miss.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
After sitting their starters in week 17, I just think this is the perfect game for an upset.
Me too. I honestly if I'm going on like the making the unique pick, I would take the Browns in this game, but that it honestly, here's the thing. The Chiefs, it's like Mahomes is a god in the playoffs from what we've seen so far. I think my logic is telling me that I have to pick the Chiefs, and I am going to pick the Chiefs. And honestly, even though the Browns have that momentum, they have been very inconsistent.
Well, Mahomes has had a turnover problem recently.
So yeah.
That's contributing to my Browns pick.
I think it's going to be a low scoring game.
I
think it'll be a high
scoring game. This is a shootout in the making. Yeah, I agree with Matthew.
I'm going 28. I'm going 28-24. Kansas City.
Kansas City. Ooh, I think it's around 37-34.
Kansas City.
Wow.
I'm gonna go.
The only reason I think it'll be 35-27 is because I think that the Browns could either jump out early or they'll come back. And I don't think that I think it'll be one or the other, because we know every time the Chiefs make the playoffs, they've had
24-0. It was even
like,
more.
I think I got
last year, and they were down 28-0.
I got the Browns going on that one.
24.
35.
Wow.
28. A touchdown?
Oh, my gosh.
I think this is why you don't ask a Browns fan to make a prediction.
I respect it. I still respect I respect it. I respect it to be
I mean, it's bold, yeah.
All right.
I think it's just going to be a battle of the offenses, and I think it's going to come down to one touchdown.
Probably. It's probably going to be a
– I think it's a field goal, but
I'm
sure.
Let me look at the project. I know betting odds don't mean anything.
It's 9 points for the Chiefs.
Let's see. So we've got NFL stand. Okay. Yeah, KC's 10-point favorites. That's the biggest margin.
It really just depends on how big it is.
I would bet on the Browns to cover that.
Yeah. With Baker has only thrown, what is it? I want to say it's 8 interceptions this year.
He's been playing a lot better. I saw a stat saying like the remaining playoff quarterbacks in, I think it's like maybe since week 10 and beyond, Baker Mayfield actually has the lowest number of interceptions.
He's since week 8, he's only thrown one.
That's impressive.
I do know that.
That is pretty impressive.
For Baker Mayfield, he has turned it around, and I think this is Cleveland's quarterback.
For sure. I think he's their franchise quarterback at this point.
I also saw a statistic. I want to say it was in the first, 20-some starts. Baker Mayfield had better numbers than Tom Brady.
Wow.
Well, yeah, Tom Brady was like a sixth round no one. No, it's the other way around.
Tom Brady is nothing without Bill Belichick.
Look, Bill Belichick is probably one of the best coaches in the league, and that's why the Patriots got
Bill Belichick still
as good as they were, because Cam Newton didn't really play that well.
Cam Newton sucked. Then easy schedule. They had very easy schedule.
They also had like half their They had like 10.
They almost lost to the Jets.
Like half.
I think Brady found the right team. Actually, I kind of agree with you, Paul. Because if Brady was on a team that was as bad as the Patriots and it was only him, he would be even worse off than Belichick is right now. Good potential.
Yeah, he kind of just walked into a team that had a bunch of. And
out of nowhere, Gronk decided to come out of retirement.
They had
the
weapons; they just needed some.
He just wanted to play with Brady. Like he retired when he was about to get traded to Detroit. So,
Exactly. Let's move on to Packers Rams. You talked a little bit about this one, but no one made their formal picks.
I still need to make my Ravens pick, and I'm taking the Bills that game, and I think it's going to be probably. I'm going to go 30-24 Bills in that one.
Interesting. So, Packers, Rams.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if a Rams upset happened just because every time the Packers get eliminated from the playoffs.
Raheem Mostert. They didn't make the playoffs. The 2 years before that.
Who did they lose to
the year before was
they didn't make it.
The year before that was Atlanta. And then year before that was
Devontae Freeman had like 3 touchdowns that game.
No, who played in the NFC? Yeah, I think it was Carolina. It was that was the Jeff Janis Larry Fitzgerald game. They just didn't have a. Yeah,
that was, and that 40, was.
Let's look. Super
Lynch crushed their dreams a couple times.
Super Bowl 49 was Brandon Bostic's fault, and Lynch did have a good game that game. I remember though.
That was an amazing game.
The year before they lost the Seahawks, and Wilson and Lynch ran all over him.
I remember that.
And then they lost.
So, like, yeah, it, I think
two-year, both Packers' own defense is a problem. Kaepernick. But I – so if Akers can do what he did last week, I wouldn't be surprised. And also, Rodgers has, like, no other receiving weapons other than Adams and Tanyan. And if Adams is locked up the whole game and he has to be throwing to Scantling, who is known to fumble, like, four times a game –
I could see this going really wrongly for the Packers, but it's in Lambeau, so I'm still going to pick Aaron Rodgers.
It's the cold. It's going to be – I saw something like the Rams haven't played a freezing cold game in years. Literally years. I don't see – yeah, I don't see the Rams. I just don't see the –
yeah, and they also play.
I have Green Bay going to the Super Bowl, and I have to stick with that. I have Green Bay winning this game. I think – I'm going to take this one like 24-17 Green Bay.
I'm going to take.
Oh my gosh.
I'm taking Green Bay 35-13 with them pulling it through in the end.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. I just don't. Unless they can somehow contain Rodgers in the pocket like they did Wilson last week. Because remember, Bakhtiari's injured. So. Green Bay's 6.5-point favorites. 538 is saying. Let me check. 538 is.
No.
13-10 will retire this year.
13-7 Packers.
Prime still.
Aaron?
That's probably. If he's going to make enough money.
Yeah. Do you think he wants to play?
If he loses another playoff year, it'll be tough for
him. He said last year they have, he's close
it's
to
it's the same exact point. It's the same exact spread on both 538 and ESPN, 6.5. For Green Bay, and I'm taking 7.
7 Green Bay.
Yeah.
All right, then there's one more Buccaneers.
What's up, Matthew?
Maybe take it.
I have to run, so let me quickly give you my score prediction, and then you guys can finish it off. I think I'm going to have a bold prediction here again. I think I'm going to take the Saints 35-21 in this game.
Jeez.
I like that.
Drew Brees having a
better like that pick
Tom Brady.
A lot. Matthew, thanks.
I think that's yeah.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
Being here,
that
Matthew.
Was sick. Yeah, we should do this again. This was fun. Yeah. All right. See you, Matthew.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right, that pick is terrible.
Okay, no. I really like that pick.
it was such a crappy
pick. It's a good pick. The way that the Buccaneers have played every game against the Saints, including when Jameis Winston was starting for the Saints, the Buccaneers got destroyed.
I still think Jameis Winston is playing better for the Saints than Brees is.
Don't hate on Jameis.
Winston's going to get a starting job.
I would agree. Jameis Winston should be starting.
I think
Jameis
Winston should be starting there.
Winston's going to the Broncos next year. That's
my bold
prediction.
I mean, Winston is like Brett Favre.
Yeah, that would be
he was on a 1-year deal. Yes.
Winston's
a good
quarterback.
Is he on a 1-year deal?
I think he's playing better than Brees.
Oh,
you are not. What do you have to trade for Deshaun Watson?
Unless we get Watson, I take Watson.
Are you gonna trade Drew? Oh, I'm forcing my way out of Houston. Picks. What am I gonna get? Ooh, I'm gonna get quarterback of the future, Drew Luck.
Honestly, don't
Bill O'Brien reincarnated or something.
I don't think Drew Luck will be that bad.
He's not good.
Okay,
he's inconsistent.
I don't think he'll be that bad. He had some flashes. He had some flashes towards the end of the year, but he is kind of inconsistent, and his vision isn't there yet. But also,
Broncos
his two starting
but
Noah Fant
is a really good tight end.
And his tight end is a second-year tight end. I mean, it's a young offense. He's a very good tight end. And then he had Tim Patrick and the other guy from
yeah.
the
Okay, but here's the deal. Here's the deal.
With him. But, like, everyone on that team is so young that you can't really.
Breeze is not good enough for Matthew's pick to hold. It's a terrible pick.
But the only thing is, do you see how good Kamara was last week?
Well, I still think Tom Brady in the playoffs is going to Jones. Put some...
Yeah.
If it comes down to a game-winning drive, I trust Brady with the football.
Me too.
A lot more than I trust Brees.
Oh, well, we've seen it with Brady too much. I think he is... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brady has gotten comfortable with the Bucs.
I think Brady's starting to get a little comfortable with his receivers now.
For sure. This is Brady's game.
He was always on the same page with everyone.
And, he just throws it to Slant Boy.
Yeah, Brees does not have the arm. And the Saints, I think the Saints are just going to take too much time. And I think the Saints are going to, like the Chiefs game. The Saints took way too long to get down.
It was like right around. Before I can't remember
the 2-minute warning, or was it after the 2-minute warning? Brees can't throw the ball that far.
I would like to present Exhibit B too.
You know, 40 yards down.
The Buccaneers almost lost to Washington last week. I know it was 8 points, but that game was a lot closer than the score predicted.
But Washington has one of the best defenses right now. And what does the Saints have? A mediocre defense that can hold its own if...
Yeah. Buccaneers defense isn't great either.
Saints don't have any defense. I think that'll be their downfall. Fair.
But yeah, they're going to be running the ball. Alvin Kamara.
They have a nice secondary.
Yeah, it's Kamara versus Brady and Jones. The fact that there's an and Jones there is the reason why, like, the Bucs just are so much more versatile than the Saints. I don't see the Saints winning this game.
I mean, I think the key to the Buccaneers winning is not having to throw a ton, though. Like, if Brady can take his time in the pocket and not have to throw as much as he should if they get a lead, if he can save his arm a little, I think that is the key. But also, they put up 31 points last week.
Yeah, I have the Bucks in this game. 380 yards, a couple touchdowns. I don't know how close it's going to be. Give me the Bucks 33-24.
I'm doing the thing where I look at my past results again that screwed me over last week with Pittsburgh and Cleveland. But I'm going to do it again here. You got to remember something. These Saints players are hungry to get a Super Bowl because they've had so much heartbreak recently and they have the experience.
The Saints are cursed.
Curses
ever since they cheated
mean...
for that Super Bowl win.
That it's the curse of injuring Favre is what I think of.
Exactly. That's
and getting
they're never making it to the Super Bowl again until like every last player from the Saints from that era retires.
I don't think Brees can do it, and I gotta go. Let's see. Let me think of my points. So the Bucs put up 31 last week on a really good Washington defense. I think they can put up. I'm gonna say 41. I think they're gonna put up 41 this week.
Wow,
which is a lot.
I don't like Matthew's pick for the large, point margin.
You were literally defending his pick.
But I like the winner pick.
Oh, okay.
I like the winner pick, and I am going with the Saints in this one. I think that the Bears' offense isn't great, but the Saints' defense was phenomenal last week versus the Bears. I think that they're going to...
How can you call a defense phenomenal up against Mitchell Trubisky?
The Bears had that drop touchdown pass.
I like
we
the overhated
get Nathan on the show sometime.
I like
he's
the
a good
over
quarterback. Just because he plays in Chicago, he gets so much
that much credit to a defense when you're playing against Trubisky.
Nah, he's not bad.
That was a go ahead.
He's not
touchdown.
That bad. Also, his receiver just dropped a wide open touchdown. Like the Saints. Secondary, the Saints secondary is
21.
Bad. And also, how many points did
they're
the
so
Saints
scared.
Put up like 15, 17 points last week? 21. Yeah, that's still not great. I think that if the Buccaneers can get a lead and force Drew Brees to throw, I think they're set then. Because Drew Brees, if he has to throw in the fourth quarter, if they have a two
breaking news, lead, I'm changing my I'm changing my view on
the
this.
The clock gets in their way.
You two have done such a good job telling me why I am dead wrong. Why I am dead wrong on this. I think that the you have convinced me to hop on the TB12 train and the TB train for Tampa Bay. I think that Tampa's going to win this one in a close game. 35 to 34, it's going to be 1 point. They are going to win this game by 1 point.
Yeah, it would be like, it could even be like a double doink thing, but it actually goes in this time just to break Saints' hearts.
Well, it wouldn't be because they'd put up five. They'd put up, Buccaneers would put up five touchdowns.
This game could go to overtime, yeah.
I can also see
yeah, I think this game could go to overtime for sure.
Yeah, I think this game.
I think that.
I just don't think Brees has enough arm left in the tank. I think it'll be like similar to Phillip Rivers, even if Brees the game does come.
Don't give it to Jameis.
Down the wire and he has to try and throw a deep pass. Okay. I don't think that's
here's
possible.
The only way I see the Bucs and again, the Saints winning.
You could always bring
if it comes down to a last Brees. Hail Mary or something, they put in Jameis and he chucks it up and then like Evans catches it in the end zone. I could see oh, wait, I didn't mean Evans. I meant Michael Thomas. That's the only way that I could see the Saints winning that
should
game.
Be benched.
Jared Cook.
I think the Saints should be benched. I don't think they like can
he's retiring.
Bench
he's,
Drew Brees
he's
at this
retiring.
Point, but also I think they should.
Yeah,
like,
doesn't he have like a $41 million cap
be down
or
after
some
this year? But I, yeah.
That's Roethlisberger.
Oh, that's Roethlisberger.
I think
their cap is crazy.
Negative
the Saints are about
million.
To have a disaster.
The
Saints are going to have a cap disaster.
All of their good players have to be cut.
No cap space. Their cap space is worse than the Nets.
What the heck are the? It's actually
and the Nets are like 98.
Yeah, the Saints are so screwed now.
How high over the cap are the Vegas Golden Knights?
Yeah,
the Vegas is another example of a team that's just going to have a cap issue. And here's the problem with the Saints. I want to give an NHL analogy. Look at the Winnipeg Jets. That is a team that had to shed a bunch of salary and quality players, including like Jacob Trouba, who's turned in to a massively underrated player for the Rangers. That team has declined a lot because of how bad their salary cap situation was. And I,
you know, another NHL team with bad salary cap is the Sabres. They have like $4, $5, $9 million contracts on their
don't
books.
The
and they they're paying like Kyle O'Post.
I can't remember the Blue
Jackets
have bad cap situation.
It's insane.
Yeah, that's yeah. And what if they had signed Panarin? But
I don't think so.
Yeah, we better get Dubois. But back. I
can't imagine who they're paying.
Back on to the Saints game. I actually think Brady is better equipped to win this game than Brees, and that's that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has all the weapons he needs on offense. Andy has a solid running back to give Saints a chance.
I think it
all comes down to how.
Yeah, Kamara should have I think Kamara will have a decent game.
And they're the only, well, other than the Saints, I think.
Oh, me neither.
NFC,
me neither. I think
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think the Rams defense could be Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think it's going to be a Vikings Kamara, but it's.
I mean,
it's
if he goes out there and puts up six touchdowns,
probably.
That still might not be enough.
Yeah, I think that basically wraps up everything. I'm looking forward to football this week. I think some of these games are just going to be really good. Another week where we have some evenly matched games. That was one of the best things about this wild card was how on paper how evenly matched these games looked. I think a lot of them are going to be really close and come down to the wire. So it should be an exciting week. Yeah, I could see that happening. So I've got, just to run over my picks, I have Buffalo winning. I have Kansas City winning. I have Green Bay winning, and I have Tampa winning.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, or are the Browns, the Ravens, the Packers, and the
Rams are the only team I'm actually
Browns and Ravens up. AFC Championship would be fun.
The only team I'm actually picking to win, like, the higher seed is the Packers. I have all the other higher seeds.
Yeah, probably.
But I think for sure it'll be a
Bills, all the way. Chiefs. They're gonna get it done. AFC Super Bowl champs.
That would be pretty impressive.
I've been sticking with my pick since week 17. That's been my pick since week 17, and I think it is going to happen. Okay. Great way to end today. Bills Mafia for life. Not actually for life. Bills Mafia until after the Super Bowl. Oh.
Question. I have a different football question. So college football playoff, you know, happened.
Wait, wouldn't this be the greatest NFL
player of all time? Who's the greatest college football player of all time?
No.
Because I know
how they did in college. Okay, I see what you mean. I see.
No, like in college, greatest player. And I gotta say, I think it's.
I'm going with my man Tim Tebow.
He should have won a high
school. I'm kidding. I don't know.
Paul to pick a Broncos player. Dude, it's got to be Russell Wilson.
Melvin Gordon should have won a Heisman. No, it wasn't even because he was a Heisman. I know, not even because he plays for the Broncos.
I'm looking at it. Herschel Walker was pretty dang good.
Good in college.
Back in the day. Okay.
Yeah, but Melvin Gordon had
more yards. Oh, man. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. That was fun. And, yeah. I think hopefully we'll get you guys back on the show soon, and got a great week of football ahead of us.
Thank you so much for coming on, Matthew, Paul, and Samik. That was such a fun conversation, and yeah, hopefully we can do it again sometime, maybe even this week for given our recap of the divisional round, our thoughts and our predictions and stuff for the AFC and NFC championship. So yeah, that was fun. Hope you all enjoyed and got probably, I'm guessing maybe this Monday we'll have an episode. The Yankees made some big signings yesterday on Friday. They re-signed DJ LeMahieu, and they signed Corey Kluber. So I'll have a breakdown of that. That's going to be a fun episode. And yeah, hope you all enjoyed this episode. Please leave some voice messages on anchor.fm/BigAppleBytes. Could really use some questions to go over on the show. That would really lighten it up, make it more fun, and we could get deep into some topics. So, and also follow the Instagram page at Big Apple Bites Podcast. Gonna have a lot more stuff going up on there soon. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. Enjoy the football games this week. Have a great week. Peace.